From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy.
Thank you, Lance.
Mike, it was 16-all at the half, but I think we need to mention this. It seems like when Aaron Rodgers, you know, hurt his left hamstring, things kind of changed. And you talked about it after the game, how maybe some of the play calling had to change because of what happened.
Well, we adjusted our play calling, you know, once Aaron you know, went through the injury. But, I mean, I thought Aaron played probably one of his better games of the year. I mean, the outcome, you know, may not reflect that. But just the way, you know, A, he manages the football game and the ability to keep us going and staying productive throughout the third and into the fourth quarter, you know, I was very, very impressed with his performance.
Mike, I was somewhat surprised after the game when I talked about things heading south dramatically in the second half, when you said you weren't real crazy about your team's performance in the first half either.
Well, really, you look at the first half, you know, we had offensively to go in the red zone and kick field goals. I mean, that's, you know, that's something we've done a very good job of producing touchdowns down there. You know, we had two tough penalties go against us in the red zone area, and, you know, then we had the one drop that also resulted with, you know, we had the sack on third down. So, you know, it's those two or three plays offensively that we should be producing touchdowns. Defensively, we held them to field goals, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, when you look at the statistics, you know, the important stats of, you know, broken tackles versus how many missed tackles we had, big play production for the Saints, we were minus two at that point. The score was obviously tied, so the game was really at zero. The second half was a start of a new game, a new opportunity, and we did not respond.
That first touchdown, Mike, was a thing of beauty. Aaron Rodgers had great protection. But what is it about him and Randall Cobb? They just seem to have a sixth sense to know that when you extend the play, Randall runs an out and up, puts his hand up, and they find each other.
Definitely. I mean, extended plays is, in our view, is an opportunity for big plays. And, you know, the fact of the matter that Aaron's able to extend time, it starts with the protection on that particular play, just picking up the nickel sting and extending it, and just really Randall's awareness to take off, the timing of it, the throw is outstanding, and Randall does a great job in the finish.
Mike, I guess one of the problems coming out of the game is defense against an opponent's running game, and it looked like things were kind of heading in the right direction for a while, but a big step backward against the Saints. How are you looking at that moving forward?
Well, you know, really, defensively, you know, our run defense was our Achilles heel. You know, really starts, A, with gap control, staying square, the ability to tackle. You know, we had five missed tackles at halftime and then went into the double digits in the second half. So you have to tackle. You have to get them to third long. I think they had, 11 third downs in a game, and eight or nine of them were third and four to less.
Mike, turnover margin, you talked about it after the game, that the team cannot just rely on winning the turnover margin. Are you kind of urging guys to be more stout on defense consistently, or what are you looking for there?
Well, number one, we got to stop the run. I mean, let's you know, we can cut to the chase here. We got to stop the run, get them along down a distance where we're an athletic, you know, defense that has the ability to really put pressure on the quarterback. We felt like, you know, we were able to make Drew Brees kind of, you know, cock the ball a number of times where we were in position for competitive throws and catches. You know, we were right. You got to give them credit. They made a number of big plays, down the field throws that were you know, competitive at the point of the catch. So, but we got to be in that situation more often. We just did not create enough third and longs.
Mike, you guys, it kind of goes out the window because of the end result of the game, but you guys gained 491 yards of offense, and that's only four less than the Saints gained. And you actually averaged more per play. Is there any redeeming qualities in that offensive performance that way?
We were very confident offensively going into this game. We felt like we were going to be able to run it and throw it on the Saints. You know, the crowd noise is something you're a little leery. I thought our tackles did a great job of holding the edges, and they were pushing our edges pretty good. But we were very stout inside. in pass protection. I thought the ability to get Eddie the football in the passing game was really what you've seen all throughout the spring and training camp, and now we were able to get that done. So I thought I thought that was Eddie Lacy's best game as a Packer, in my view. But it comes down to scoring touchdowns. We didn't score touchdowns in the red zone, and we didn't take care of the football.
And to follow up on that, Mike, Eddie Lacy with 182 total yards. He was breaking tackles. He was running hard. It just seems like there's more of a bounce in his step the last couple of weeks. What have you seen the last couple of weeks that he's really taken his game?
Well, I think Eddie Lacy's just getting opportunities. Whether it's coming in the run game or now in the pass game, which he's a very good pass protector. He has an excellent understanding, and he's very good. He's a big man, so he does a great job of taking on the linebackers. I don't know how many chips he had in the games. I mean, he put a number of really good chips on their defensive ends and defensive tackles. So I think you're seeing a complete game by Eddie. He had some opportunities on screens, which he really hasn't had that many opportunities over last year and going into this year. So I think you saw the start of a complete player.
Mike, you mentioned the turnovers, the uncharacteristic turnovers earlier. Do you look at those as self-inflicted wounds or good plays, and they get paid too?
Well, those are the two categories you put them into. I would say our turnovers are clearly self-inflicted wounds. You go through, you go through the first one. We have an opportunity if we extend our hands and make our catching radius what it's supposed to be. It's a catch touchdown. The second one, you got a young receiver. He's in the middle. Does the quarterback scramble on, or do I stay on my route? And obviously Aaron's anticipating him staying on his route there. So that's gray area football. Those are things you can coach through. And then the sack fumble, we got to step up in the pocket. So, those are things that we have control of. It wasn't the defense, which they do too. They make very good plays, and you got to give Saints credit. They made a lot more bigger plays than we did in the game. But all three of our turnovers are things that we could have avoided.
All right, stay tuned. We have more of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up right after this break.